The Old Testament lesson will also serve as our sermon text this morning from Isaiah chapter 55, beginning with verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked man abandon his way. Let an evil man abandon his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will show him mercy. Let him turn to our God, because he will abundantly pardon. Certainly my plans are not your plans, and your ways are not my ways, declares the Lord. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my plans are higher than your plans. Just as the rain and snow come down from the sky and do not return there unless they first water the earth, make it give birth and cause it to sprout, so that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. In the same way, my word that goes out from my mouth will not return to me empty. Rather, it will accomplish whatever I please, and it will succeed in the purpose for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear again the words of our Old Testament lesson. I'll read verses 6 and 7 of Isaiah 55 at this time. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked man abandon his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will show him mercy. Let him turn to our God, because he will abundantly pardon. This is the word of our God. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, on June 25th, 1530, seven princes from the Holy Roman Empire appeared before the Emperor, Charles V. They were called there to present a confession of their faith. And so they presented the Augsburg Confession. And the Lutheran Church, we say, was born. As the first lesson to commemorate the presentation of the Augsburg Confession, this day, 492 years later, we lament the fact that so few regard God's word of truth. And yet, lest we spend the day congratulating ourselves for a regard for God's word that others do not have, we also take this opportunity to see our divergence from God's good way. And then may we always seek his ways which are found in his words which remain forever. A way that is higher than our ways, it is the way of the Lord. And that way is a way of abundant pardon. And that way is a way of growing in his word. A departure from the way of the Lord was nothing new by the time these princes were afforded the opportunity to confess their faith in the 16th century. The waywardness of man goes back much farther, to the very beginning, in fact. And waywardness was common, a common theme throughout the pages of history for the people. Also in the days of the prophet Isaiah, the children of Israel. As the prophet writes these words, he speaks of a time when Israel will be in exile because of their waywardness. And yet the context of these words, he holds out hope to those people in spite of their sins. The promise of pardon, forgiveness of those sins, because that is the way of the Lord. Certainly my plans are not your plans, and your ways are not my ways, declares the Lord. Just as it was true for the church of the Old Testament era, so it's also true for the church of the New Testament era. They had departed from the ways of the Lord, from the word of the Lord. The devilish teaching of salvation by works had taken root and grown strong within the very church of God. And yet here with these words from Isaiah, the Lord strikes a dagger into the heart of the Roman Catholic teaching of justification by works. That plan of salvation, that's the thoughts of man. Those are the natural inclinations of our human nature. Works, yes, works are the way to heaven. And we do them, Lord. Look at how we do them. Look at how we are following your ways. Look at how we are carrying out your plans. To such a self-righteous person, the Lord cries out, no! No. Your plan of righteousness, your plan of salvation, is not my plan. Yours is by your goodness, by your merit, by your effort. But that's not my way. Mine is of a different nature entirely. Those are not my plans. So what are the plans of the Lord? What is the way of the Lord? It is Christ. Christ is our way, Christ is our truth, and Christ is our life. He is the only way, the only truth, the only life. Any other way to salvation, any other way to heaven, is a plan of man and a plan that absolutely fails. You see, the human mind would never have conceived of salvation granted freely by faith, of forgiveness as a gift of God's grace. It is the very gospel that is completely foreign to the human mind, that God comes down from heaven to us to save us. And that Isaiah speaks of that way of the Lord, the only true God, in another way, when he says, from ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has understood, no eye has seen any God except you, who goes into action for the one who waits for him. And on these words, God the Holy Spirit provided his own commentary on this plan of salvation when he speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. God has revealed this plan to us through His Spirit. This is the plan. This is the mind. This is the ways of our Lord, who abundantly pardons. Yes, God ripped heaven open and came down to earth in the flesh. As the Augsburg Confession says, the Word, that is, the Son of God, when he assumed the human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, this one worked a higher, more noble, more profound plan than we could ever conceive. By his substitutionary life on this earth, by his death on the cross for us, he has granted for us pardon and peace with our God. That is the way. That is the truth. That is the life. That is the plan and the way of the Lord. And it's the way of the cross. And that cross is foreign to us. We shun the cross for ourselves. Certainly, by nature, we wouldn't permit that cross to come to our God either. But that was the plan of our God for us. And his ways are higher than our ways. And through the cross, we have pardon from all of our sins. We have that way of the Lord today. We confess that truth still today. This is the way of the Lord of abundant pardon from our sins through Christ and his cross for us. It's the very heart and core of the Christian confession, of the Lutheran confession. It's what marked those Lutheran confessors as distinct from the Roman Catholic Church at Augsburg in 1530. It's what the confession that was presented at Augsburg remains our confession today. It's what you, as a member of this congregation, profess and confess. It's what your pastors profess fealty to when they take the ministry upon themselves here in this pulpit. It's the way of the Lord, the way of abundant pardon. And yet before we throw our shoulders out of joint patting ourselves on the back, because after all, we chose the right path. We chose God's way. We follow God's teaching and His Word. We teach the truth. We stand up for that truth. And we have that way of God, that mind of God, that plan of God, and that device of God. Boy, aren't we great people today. Let's explore our own way a little more closely, just for a moment. Yes, we may speak very clearly about what God says, what God's way is. Sure, we do have the correct teaching. And we've done our best to root out all heresy. And we do a fine job of confessing Christ with our lips, standing up for His Word by standing up for His truth. We know His forgiveness, and we're justified by grace through faith. Yes, it's commendable that we follow the way of God by our teaching. That is right and good, and you're following that way. But it's not enough to only follow that way of the Lord by what we teach. It is also to follow His way by what we do and how we live. Martin Luther makes that plain and clear also in his explanation to the first petition of the Lord's Prayer. In answer to the question, how is God's name kept holy? He answers, God's name is kept holy when His Word is taught in its truth and purity. That's critical. That's important. And we do that by pure teaching. Ah, but there's more. Luther goes on, and we as children of God lead holy lives according to it. There's the rub for us. There's the rub for you and for me. How holy is your life? How carefully have you followed that way of the Lord? By what you do, not just by what you say. In His Word, in His commandments, have you chosen His way? Or have you chosen your own? Yes, this is the sin for which we must repent. This is the thought that we must change about ourselves. This is the way from which we must turn and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Abundantly pardon me for my waywardness. For Luther says again, but whoever teaches and lives contrary to God's word dishonors God's name among us. Keep us from doing this, dear Father in heaven. But our lives depart from His ways again and again. This is the sin for which we must repent. To know God's abundant mercy, to feel His free pardon, how bold does that make us when it comes to choosing our way against God's way? Jesus forgives me all of my sins, so I can go the way that I want, knowing that the more that I sin, the greater God's grace will show. I can follow this path, and I'm fine with God, and God's fine with me, because He's one who freely pardons. Is that the heart of the believer? Is that the heart of the confessors? Is that your heart? God forbid that we would conduct our lives with such an attitude that God's forgiveness and pardon is a license for us to live the way that we want, to go the path that we choose, to follow our plans and devices. That's exactly what we do every time that we willfully choose the way of our sinful flesh instead of following the way of God and His righteousness. And God calls to us today in this text, repent. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked man abandon his way. Let an evil man abandon his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will show him mercy. Let him turn to our God, because He will abundantly pardon. Certainly my plans are not your plans, and your ways are not my ways, declares the Lord. Just as high as the heavens are than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my plans are higher than your plans. I am the wicked man who must turn from his way. You are the evil man who must abandon his thoughts. As great and as profound as our own sinfulness is, friends, even greater and more profound is God's abundant mercy. These words at the end of verse 7 are pure gold. This is a golden text, Luther called it, a choice text. he will abundantly pardon. Literally, those words express, he will increase to forgive. He will do much in respect of forgiving. How beautiful. Paul proclaimed this truth in his sweet gospel letter to the Romans when he said, where sin increased, grace overflowed much more. That is the pure gospel, the pure gold of the mercy, of the pardon, of the forgiveness of our God. He increases it and increases it again. Are not God's ways better? Are not his thoughts higher? Could you ever think of something more beautiful, more blessed, a higher thought than the thought of God's undeserved love and forgiveness for us in Jesus Christ? No, you cannot. That's what God invites us to see in this text of invitation. Come and see. Come and see the mercy and the abundant pardon of our God in his way for us in Jesus Christ. And then that way runs. It runs along the path of his word, and it results in the growth in his word. Just as the rain and snow come down from the sky and do not return there unless they first water the earth, make it give birth and cause it to sprout, so that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, in the same way, my word that goes out from my mouth will not return to me empty. Rather, it will accomplish whatever I please. My desires, my devices, my plans. And it will succeed in the purpose for which I sent it. That is the way of God. And that way works. It will succeed. It will succeed in your hearts. And it will succeed in your lives. Look how abundantly the rain and the snow come down from heaven and nourish the earth and bring it forth seed. That's how we eat. That's the sustenance of our lives here on this earth. So Article 6 of the Augsburg Confession says, also they teach that this faith is bound to bring forth good fruits, and that it is necessary to do good works commanded by God. Friends, that is the word of God to us. And it succeeds. It strengthens our faith in the salvation that we have in our God, but then it also produces fruits in our lives, fruits of good works. The word that shows us the good way of God, the wonderful plan of God for our salvation in Jesus Christ, it also gives us the desire to run in those ways, down those paths. Just read Psalm 119 and see the joy and the delight that the believer has in God's ways. Verse 32 says, I run the way of your commandments, for you have strengthened my heart. What love, what excitement the believer has in the law of God for him. A desire to run down that path. Not the path of his own wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Or again, the delight of the child of God to know and follow that good word, which always is fruitful, which always works in the lives of its believers. Psalm 25 says, make known to me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Make me walk in your truth, and teach me because you are the God who saves me. That's the joy. That's the excitement, the love of the believer. To run, not walk, in the fruits of God's word. Yes, on this day that we commemorate the presentation of the Augsburg Confession, let us give heed again to the invitation of our gracious God to know his way, the way of abundant pardon. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He is calling you today to turn from your way of sin, to follow his way of forgiveness and salvation. He's calling you to follow that way. Not just to say and to confess and to speak that way, but then to live according to that way, to do Let that word of Christ, which always works and produces abundant fruit, let that word of Christ produce fruit in your hearts, in works of righteousness, of following God's good way laid out for you in His Word. And God bless us in that way of the Lord. For Jesus' sake, amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen.